My name is Rachel Saravanamuthu. I'm an immigration lawyer in the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre's Human Rights Law Program, a community legal centre that gives legal advice to people seeking asylum. We're working with people like Raj, who had to wait, many for 3, 4, or even 5 years, for the government to allow them to begin the process of applying for asylum. While people were told to wait, the government changed the rules and introduced a different application process for people who came by sea. In 2015, the government started to gradually invite these people to apply, giving them a 60-day deadline to submit their protection visa applications. This is deeply concerning, as it means people have had to rush their applications and as a result risked omitting vital information. On top of this, the government chose to deny access to funded legal assistance for the majority of people who came by sea, leaving community legal centres already under significant pressure as the only option for many. By early 2017, around half of the people in this group of roughly 24,500 people had been allowed to submit their applications, with the remaining 12,000 still waiting for the government to let them start the process. Then, suddenly in May 2017, the remaining people were all given a 1 October deadline to prepare their applications. With such a surge in demand for already stretched community legal services, no guidance from the Immigration Department about how to find a lawyer, and with many people facing language barriers, the chances of people going through the process totally unassisted further increased. Our concerns do not end here. To describe this new process itself, I'll give you two scenarios. Best case, if Raj is successful in his application, he will be given a temporary protection visa of 3 or 5 years. On a temporary protection visa, people are unable to apply for family reunion, travel internationally without permission, or go to university unless they can afford to pay the high rates set for international students. These barriers prevent people from getting on with rebuilding their lives in peace. I'll point out that this is only for people who come by sea. For those who come by plane, the government offers permanent protection visas, which have none of the restrictions I've just mentioned. The worst-case scenario is as follows. If Raj's application is rejected, this new visa application process denies the right to a meaningful review. The review process is generally done only on the papers, which means the application is looked at a second time, generally without any opportunity to add new information. A review process is a key element of our legal system for all decisions which affect people's lives. Only people who came by sea and apply for asylum are excluded. Denying a review to Raj and others who came by sea means that our government is highly likely to deport people who would otherwise be found to be refugees back to harm. In my experience, this new process is unfair and inhumane and below the benchmarks for a democratic society.